Tune to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, we've just 1 year to go to the Olympic Games. The organisers are proud to tell us that the sporting venues, well, they're all pretty much complete, and that the whole project, it's being delivered on time. Well, when London won the bid to stage the 2012 Games, there was an undertaking that not only to successfully stage the Olympic and Paralympic Games themselves, but also to leave a legacy of thriving, sustainable communities. Well, the other day I met up with Tawande Nabango in his local pub in Stratford, and I asked him, well, what's it been like living right next door to the Olympic Park on the Carpenter's Estate in Stratford while all this has been going on?
Horrible, in short, simply because the estate I was living on was pretty reasonable in terms of air quality, level of noise, service sort of provisions, but overnight it turned into a building site. Dust was everywhere, service provisions, sort of like the local doctors shut down. Slowly the estate was wound down, and the level of noise just hit the roof because you got trucks moving in day and night onto the Olympic site on the main road, Carpenter's Lane Road. So life has qualitatively changed. Oh, and also the area itself. You've got sort of new developments geared towards young professional money, and most of the long-term residents really aren't of that sort of make. So you've got new people coming in, new people leaving.
Well, let's actually have a look at like what the Olympics promised, and maybe just to say maybe what they've delivered on as well. Because one of the things that was always promised about the Olympics, it was going to provide loads of local jobs. Now, has that been your experience?
No, in short. I mean, I've worked all over London, and I've typically done loads of jobs all over London. In particular, I've always been a manual labourer. The Olympic Games promised more than they actually could deliver. So I read somewhere the other day that they were advertising for jobs at Westfield, and over 10,000 applications sort of flooded in. You only have to wonder what percentage of that are actually sort of local Stratford or residents directly affected by the Olympic Games.
Another thing that's always been promised as well is that the Olympic Games, it would regenerate the area, and this would sort of bring thriving, sustainable communities to East London. Has that happened?
Yeah, absolutely not. They're destroying the sustainable communities that have existed since time immemorial. The estate I'm living on, Carpenter's Estates, and quite a lot of the older residents remember it from its very beginnings. The residents have never had an input and say into the local planning. If that were the case, I think what we would have at the moment is sustainable Stratford with sustainable local communities. The truth of the matter is the Olympic Games are really about bringing in new residents who have money.
Now, I know you're a bit of a sportsman yourself. You're someone who's always been interested in sport. Something else that was always promised was it would increase participation in sport amongst local people. Do you think that's happened?
The Olympic Games should really be about amateur sports, a sporting competition. That's the spirit and nature of it. But it's almost become this slick global corporate selling machine where the idea of getting ordinary people involved in sport, those who've never been sort of or participated in sport, that aspect has been sort of left as a secondary aspect to the main business of generating profit for these sort of big corporations. You only have to look at who's sponsoring the Olympic Games. I mean, I think you've got McDonald's, sort of fast food. Athletes cannot eat or live on McDonald's or something like Coca-Cola, who is sponsoring these games. Otherwise, they'll never win anything. Bit of a nonsense talking about a healthy Olympic Games when you have sort of massive corporations who are plugging unhealthy food.
The games themselves, yeah, about a year away. Yeah, are you really looking forward to them?
It's been a mixed ride for me. Obviously, I would have loved all those years ago to have been an Olympic athlete. So one of the things I dreamt of, actually. But my experience with the Olympic Games has been rather different. It's been from someone who's lived as a local resident in Stratford, who's seen all the money flooding into Stratford, the local community not having a say in how the developments in Stratford are going, a lot of people being removed from their local communities simply to bring in new residents who can basically afford to live in Stratford. My fear is that in a few years' time from now, most local residents won't be able to afford to live in Stratford because it'll be too expensive.
What do you think Stratford's going to look like a year after the Olympics, 2013? What do you think Stratford's going to look like?
The way they've developed the Olympic sites, the way I can see it, it's all very, very slick, posh. It's true that Stratford was neglected and that it definitely required some investment from, it could have been Newham government or central government, to improve facilities. But I would argue that that should have been with local residents having a say in how it's developed. A year from now, it'll very much be Stratford controlled by corporate interests. It'll be clinical. There'll be a lot more sort of policing. It'll be very much like the Docklands, which is a soulless, derelict area where people fly into work and fly out, and there's nothing. It's got no soul, no character. I don't want Stratford to end up as a soulless, sort of characterless area.
Got any tickets for the Olympics?
Can I get my hands on them? More importantly, can I afford them? Will they give them to me? After what I've said.
I mean, how do you feel about that? Here you know, you're a young man, you're interested in sport, you live right on top of the Olympic Stadium, and you haven't got any tickets for it. I mean, you're going to be sitting at home watching it on telly. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Rather. I would have loved to go and see the boxing. The funny thing is, I'll be a spectator on TV, but it turns out that the BBC will be using the old tower block I lived in, James Riley Point. The top two sort of floors will be used as the BBC's base of operations. One of them will be my old bedroom. So the BBC will be broadcasting this worldwide event that I'll have no ticket to from my old bedroom. And I won't be participating in any of this. And I think it sums up the whole thing from a local sort of resident's perspective.
Okay, we are where we are. If the Olympic authorities, government, central government, local government, could do one thing, yeah, one thing to try and make sure these Olympic Games are a success for local people, what do you think that would be?
Guarantee that the local kids having access to these world-class Olympic facilities. I'd like to see young residents of Stratford and East London as a whole having access to those facilities. If the Olympic Games are going to have any benefit, that's the only benefit I can see from it.
Tawanda Nabango, thanks so much for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you very much.